The next situation by Dr. Sharon or Ms. MD is patient Robert Stickel, S-T-I-C-K-E-L. This is a treadmill exercise stress test. File EST space Stickel space R. Treadmill exercise stress test date of examination 3/21/22, referring physician Donald Beauchamp, B-E-A-U-C-H-A-M-P, MD, performing physician Sharon Armaes, MD, new paragraph, clinical indication, 57-year-old male with history of hypertension, first stress test on medication, new paragraph, ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, new paragraph, baseline blood pressure, 122 over 86, baseline heart rate, 83 beats per minute. After 122 over 86, right parentheses, amlodipine 5 milligrams, hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams, close parentheses, period. The patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. The patient exercised for 9 minutes to the completion of stage 3 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 151, parentheses, 93% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure 160 over 80 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product 24160, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1 minute cool down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%, new paragraph. Patient not experienced any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 10 mets. The patient had baseline borderline diastolic hypertension with a normal blood pressure response to stress on his medication. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise. The patient had a final blood pressure of 114 over 78 and a heart rate of 98 at the end of the recovery period. There was a VPC and a couplet noted at peak stress consistent with the patient attaining his functional capacity, but there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph. Conclusions 1. Normal ECG portion of treadmill exercise stress test to 93% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. 3. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 10 mets, comma. Somewhat decreased from his prior stress test. 4, the patient had baseline borderline diastolic hypertension, but a normal blood pressure response to stress with effective blunting of his blood pressure response to stress on his current medication, period. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise, period. The patient, 5, there were no significant 5, there was a VPC and ventricular couplet at peak stress consistent with the patient attaining his functional capacity, but there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the car referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armaes, MD.